Be authentic. Be authentic. Many people don't even know what that means. It means that you're clear about who you are. You're clear about your purpose, your protocols, and your plans. You're clear about what you're up to, and you speak the truth of that all the time. Be authentic means you're in integrity, that what you think, what you say, what you feel, and what you do all matter. Now, so many of us don't allow people to know who we are. As I travel around this country, I meet people all over the country who are suffering in silence because they're not authentic about what they need, what they want, what they're doing, what they're experiencing.
This is why you have to say and do the things you actually believe, because the things you say and do are symbols of who you are.
There is no stop button in life. There is no rewind button in life. If you fall down, well, you fall down. You got to get back up. You can't say, cut, let's do that again. It happened.
And so as you look at yourself, as you look at your goals, look at your dreams, it's very important that you take time every day and write this down to retrain your thinking. If you give enough people what they want, they will give you what you want. When the end comes for you, let it find you conquering a new mountain, not sliding down an old one. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listening to these words help to create a different vision for myself. Some of you are already doing it right now. I'm saying this is a time more than ever that you want to begin to inoculate yourself with positive words, coming to conventions, showing up on meetings, being on the calls to make yourself unstoppable, to get out of your mind the polluting negative thoughts that's causing most people to go through life being stuck because they're volunteer victims. Somebody said that many people die at age 25 and don't get buried until they're 65 because they got so much garbage in their minds. You are here because you've got a clear vision of what you want and where you're going. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the still calm of utopia. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It's my heritage to stand erect, proud and unafraid, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. You showed up because you're building a business that you can stand and say, I did this. I did this. This is my dream.
The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it and they don't just hear it, they digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it.
I love me. So the day that you decide to stop loving me, I'm not gonna love myself any less. I believe in me. If you stop believing in me, I'm not gonna believe in myself any less. The day that you start living your life according to everybody else's opinion is the beginning of the end. Most of you guys don't actually know your self-worth. You don't know your self-value. So you're like a vulnerable little child and you're shaking and it's like, everybody loves me this week, so I love me this week. Next week, it drops. So now you're running around insecure, feeling self-conscious, and not loving yourself, sad and depressed, based on the feedback, the responses, and the energy that the rest of the world is giving you. The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. Like me, because I don't like me. I'm telling y'all right now, the day that you allow the opinions of everybody on the outside world to define your day-to-day, month-to-month, and year-to-year, it's the beginning of the end. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. Love yourself, believe in yourself, independent of the validation of the world. Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback. Why you gotta have somebody calling you beautiful every day in order for you to feel beautiful? Do you believe that you're beautiful, or do you only believe you're beautiful when other people say that you're beautiful? I'm just asking. Self-love is the cure to self-hate. Nobody wants to be alone, but if you show up empty, as an empty shell, and you're expecting this man to fulfill you and fill you up with all of the love that doesn't exist, you're gonna be f***ed up. Because as soon as he leaves, you're depleted, you're empty, and you have nothing left for yourself again. Never rely or depend on anybody to fulfill your heart. And if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you better get to know him. Because that's also a part of the process of self-love.
So you are always in charge, and you're creating your world and your life. Now, I've known that one of the most powerful affirmations you can use is, I love and approve of myself. I love and approve of myself. Remember, we get to choose the way we think, and we can choose to change the way we think. It's always our choice. Okay, now just begin to notice what you're feeling. Don't judge it, just notice. What are the feelings that are coming up? Are they feelings of joy? Do you feel wonderful about yourself? Are they feelings of criticism or negativity? Don't judge them, just notice what's coming up. Acknowledge the negative message.
Loving yourself, how to do it, is all about investing in your happiness. Whatever makes you happy, make time for it. Don't take life so seriously. Because where you feel most free is where you find your greatest power. You begin to love yourself. The passion arises within you once again. Many people do not love themselves because they do not love what they are doing.
Anything that you're going through right now, if you want to take a big scary leap and you want to start a new career or perhaps start a business, anything that you might consider a failure is really just a necessary step on your journey to success. You got to go on the flip side too and ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen if you decide to do nothing and keep your life exactly as it is? Are your regrets going to start to pile up like pancakes? Are you going to turn into some miserable self-loathing sad sack? I really want you to tease this one out and get all the scenarios on the table and then take a look. What do you got? What's the worst of the worst? Going for it or not going for it?
Allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to imagine and fantasize about all your career goals and the kind of life you would really like to live. You know the song that says, you have to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true. It's true for you and for everyone else as well. Dreaming big dreams improves your self-concept and increases your level of self-confidence. It increases your personal level of self-respect and happiness. There's something about dreams and visions that is exciting, and it stimulates you to do better than you've ever done before. Whatever it is that you would do differently to achieve that wonderful vision of your future life, take the first steps today.
And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show.
I guess what it all boils down to, you know, at the end of the day, it's how bad do you want it? How hard are you willing to work for it? And what are you willing to sacrifice to get? You don't have to sacrifice your integrity. You don't have to sacrifice who you are as a human being, the principles, the values that are instilled in you by your mentors or your family. You may have to sacrifice some sleep. The successful people in this room lost a lot of sleep. Keep going after your dreams, keep going after your goals, pursue them relentlessly. Dig deep down into your soul. Hold on to that dream that's inside of you. Don't let it go no matter what. Be like a pit bull. Be like a tiger. Just attack your dreams with aggression and power. But be polite while you're doing it. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in your God. Listen to your mentors.